Now, I wonder, what did you learn? What have you learned in lockdown? What if you learned something profound without even realizing it? And that's what I want to talk about today. My name's Ruth, as Paul said, and I've been working for 7 years with Christians Against Poverty, or CAP, and Paul helped me in some of that. And I'm just so grateful that I've been invited here to Main Street. I want to start by looking at the very start of Jesus's ministry, 2,000 years ago. To set the scene, he's just been baptized by John. The Holy Spirit has descended on him like a dove, and the voice of God has spoken audibly to the gathered crowds. And as we read it, there's a sense of expectation. Jesus is about to start his ministry, healing people and putting the world to rights. But then, in Luke chapter 4, it says, Jesus returned from the Jordan, full of the Holy Spirit, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. We can be so used to this passage that we forget it's a rather strange start to his ministry. Jesus is isolated, hungry, vulnerable. As you read it, you can kind of think, what is going on here? What on earth is happening? What was there to be gained by this isolated wilderness? So I wonder how this time in lockdown has felt for you. Does isolated wilderness resonate at all, perhaps? Perhaps you deeply miss family and friends, and even maybe still missing them, longing to contact them and give the hug to your grandchildren or your contact with those, your friends that you haven't seen for a long time. Perhaps you even now you feel powerless. That what can we do? It's out of control. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Perhaps you've even lost someone who you love. When we go through hard times, we often wonder, does anyone really understand how I feel? Is there anyone who really gets it? Perhaps that's why Jesus spent time in the wilderness. Because when I read this account, I see a God who gets it. He wasn't just content to know suffering in the sense that he created us, he created emotions, he created the world. But he was wanting to experience it himself in Jesus. Here in the wilderness, we see Jesus experiencing isolation, hunger, temptation, the full human experience. And we see it in his life all the way to the cross. One of the songs we've just sung read, "The Messiah still and all alone," talking about Jesus in the tomb, and that just resonated. Because he knows what it is to be human, the God of the universe can empathize with us. Now, during lockdown, I've been doing Alpha, and one of the non-Christian, one of my non-Christian clients who's been doing Alpha, we were talking about how the father felt when the son returned, the prodigal son returned. And she used the words, he understood, the father understood. And I saw the story in a completely different light. Empathy is really profound and powerful. But what's that got to do with us in lockdown and what we've learnt? What if your lockdown experience had the power to give you empathy in a whole new way for the poorest? At CAP, we partner with churches to tackle poverty. Picture us like a lifeboat station. We're giving churches the tools, the training, and the expert support to launch out from the coast and rescue those caught in the storms of life. To launch out from the coast, rescuing those caught in the storms of life. And in 2019, we asked some of the people we help about their experience. 7 in 10 said they were isolated. Nearly a quarter weren't leaving their house for a week or more at a time. Over a third were cut off from visiting friends or family because of the cost. one client I know didn't even go to the wedding reception of her own sister because you had to buy drinks and she didn't have enough to buy a drink, not even one. Tina, who we're going to hear her story shortly, when I first visited her, she was so down. And I said, is there one issue that's the biggest issue for you? And she said, I want to go to the graduation of my daughter. What an important event that is for any mother. Incidentally, we did sort this out, and the churches in our area paid £120 that was needed. That was all that was stopping her from seeing her daughter graduate, £120. And the impact that had on her was massive. So when you're feeling cut off from family or friends, or wondering where the light is at the end of the tunnel, perhaps you're seeing the link now between isolation that we're experiencing lockdown and those who in poverty who have isolated. When I was interviewed for my church about CAP during the lockdown, I said that lockdown in some ways hadn't changed things for clients, except that now everybody was unable to do things just as they'd been unable to do them before. You may or may not know what it is to struggle to make ends meet, but now we all know what a crisis we never expected can just, how a crisis we never expected can just change our lives in ways we really couldn't have imagined. It takes incredible courage and determination to get out of debt. And we're going to watch now the story of Tina, who's one of my clients, who's willing to share her story. And as we watch it, remember our lockdown experiences, the loneliness, or maybe the sense of freedom when restrictions started to lift, to help you empathise with Tina's story.
My neighbours didn't know what situation I was in. To walk past the house, no, you wouldn't know. The only thing you think is, oh, that person keeps their curtains closed. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. The one thing I didn't want was to be judged. You put a front on to people. I won't have a cup of tea because I've only got a quarter of a pint of milk that's got to last me a week. You make excuses. Oh, the boiler's not working today, so I can't put the heating on, sorry. Oh, the bulbs are blown, sorry. I'd go around and take the bulbs out. My bedtime became sort of 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening because I couldn't read by the lights I had and or do my cross stitch or anything like that. Collect the post once in a blue moon. A big pile of letters, isn't it? We want this, we want this, we want this. But you can't have it, there's just nothing left. You don't see an end. And as much as people tell you there's an end, there isn't. You're living, not day to day, I was living minute to minute. And the only answer I could see was, if I'm not on this earth, you can't get anything from me.
Over 1.5 million people haven't got enough food to eat, heating for their home, or even a place to call their home. Right here, right now in the UK. Poverty is in every community, often hidden behind closed doors. I know what it's like to not have enough to feed your children. I know what it's like to have to leave home. And that's why I started CAP 23 years ago. We offer award-winning debt counselling. We have job clubs. And we offer courses that help people with life skills and dependencies. Every one of our life-transforming services is run in partnership with a local church just like yours. Whenever CAP partner with local churches, lives are transformed and poverty is relieved. Every year together, tens of thousands of lives are touched by the work of CAP and the local church. But most importantly, around 1,000 people choose to respond to Jesus. On her own, Tina had absolutely no chance of resolving her debt situation. But once the local church and CAP were on the scene, things began to change dramatically.
It was a relief when Ruth came round because for once it was someone that wanted to listen to me, that wasn't getting paid to listen to me. And I sobbed. I broke my heart. She then said, right, we're going to help you here. They will sort you a budget out that gives you money that I can go shopping, where I could open the post and just put it in an envelope and send it to Ruth, or keep it for her next visit. Such a relief to be able to get up in the morning and open your blinds and your curtains and you see sunlight instead of a dark room. You know, and I remember going to church after I went there. You know, yep. I went debt free the other day. Yeah, and you know, and everyone was genuinely pleased that I'd done it as well. And through the cat journey, I started going to my local Baptist church, and it started restoring my faith. I got baptised, and it was like a piece of my wall that I put up came down, but also another weight got lifted with the support of my father and the support of the churches and the people around me. I can now start rebuilding my life.
I love watching that video because Tina has changed beyond recognition from that dark, despairing lady I knew when I first visited. And when I ring her now, there's hope and laughter and reliance on our Heavenly Father. Now, coronavirus has meant everything we take for granted has just changed so quickly. And for those trapped in unmanageable debt, the cause is often something unexpected, like ill health or redundancy or relationship breakdown. I've had a lawyer who had a stroke, a mum whose husband was murdered, a bereaved wife who couldn't afford the rent anymore, those who've lost jobs through illnesses or mental health, victims of domestic violence who fled leaving everything, retired folk suddenly unable to pay the mortgage. Many of these things could happen to any of us. But the good news is that across the UK, God is bringing hope to thousands of people like Tina through CAP and the local church. In 2019, over 2,000 families went debt-free and 850 people responded to Jesus. And that's the part I love most. Those in poverty are wide open to the gospel. And I've seen well over 100 folk give their lives to Jesus and find the joy that that brings. One family I visited knew absolutely nothing about God, except from Doc Cotton in EastEnders. Within a year, they'd both become Christians, got baptised, become members of the church. They'd married each other, the children had been dedicated, and they both got out of debt. They'd started helping CAP as befrienders, and she led her friend and her friend's two daughters to Jesus. Even now, 6 years after I started working with them, whenever I pop that round for a brew, they thank God for CAP. They tell me they're still debt-free and show me by their lives the impact Jesus has made. Wow, I love my job. And God is at work in his church in amazing ways. But empathy is not just about feelings. It's meant to lead us to actions. You know, brother, sister, let me serve you. And we see this in Jesus as he comes out of the wilderness. As he begins his ministry of healing and bringing hope. And this is what he says. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. So Jesus is coming out of this isolated wilderness, putting serving the poorest, the vulnerable and the marginalised at the very top of his agenda. So what could that look like for us, for you, to do the same in your community after coronavirus, here and now? Here's a few ideas. Firstly, you can remember. You can remember the hard times as well as the good times in lockdown, because if you forget, you'll miss out on the empathy that God has for you, as God has to give you. And you'll forget to feel for the isolated and forgotten. But if you remember, it'll help you serve and relate to those who are still imprisoned by circumstances. Secondly, you can look around you? Is there someone in your community who needs help? It's astonishing to think this, but for many of those in the prison of debt, the end of lockdown is a source of dread rather than joy. All debt collection and evictions have been stopped and they might resume. So will the constant phone calls and endless demands for payment. While many of us breathe a sigh of relief that we can get out and start to live life again, those trapped in debt might be breathing a sigh of despair that it all starts again. They may be your neighbours, your friends, or your family. Maybe that person is you. You just can't stop the debts keep mounting up and you don't know where to turn. Get help, it's there. Our free phone number, 0800 328 0006, and I'll repeat that number later so that you've got a chance to get that down. Make that choice to call and get the help you need. Or keep that number and pass it on to someone else who may need it. Or if you forget everything, search online at Christians Against Poverty, I Need Help. And you'll be able to find out how to get the help you need or to give it to other people. Thirdly, finally, do you want to get linked into CAP and maybe give more help to people like Tina? And if you're a yes, I'm for that, or a maybe, tell me more, then here's what you need to do. You simply text HOPE to 84433 and someone from CAP's friendly team will call you in the next couple of days to get you on the mailing list, answer your questions, and or get a regular monthly financial gift set up for you to give to CAP. Now, we all know that you won't be able to remember that. So I'm going to give you a minute and ask you right now to go and get your mobile phone from whichever black hole your phone goes into the minute you put it down. For me, it's next to my bed. So I'm going to wait for you to give you a chance, if you haven't got it to hand already, to go and get your phone. And I'll sit here and just wait for you for a moment so you can get that. While I'm waiting, can I explain that everyone that texts, regardless of whether they choose to give, will also get posted a copy of Nevertheless, a free copy of Nevertheless, the incredible story of John Kirkby's setting up of Christians Against Poverty. It's absolutely amazing book, well worth reading. Perhaps I can also talk to those who may yet not have given their lives to Jesus, as Tina did. I really want to recommend it. It may not be easy, but it's following Jesus is definitely the best. Speak to someone at your church or speak to the CAP person who rings in response to your text. Also, CAP do other services, job clubs, locally in Northwick and Warrington, Fresh Start, freedom from bad habits and addictions, and life skills for those on the lowest incomes, and CAP Money. And as Paul said, Paul and Gareth and Sue are training to do CAP Money online. Do you want to join them or get involved in another way? Speak to Paul. Okay, so hopefully you have your phone now. Hopefully you've got your phone now. You turn it on. I know you probably turned it off for this, but turn it on. And can I say, don't worry, this really won't cost you more than a text to a friend would. Don't worry if your warning screen comes up. There's no additional cost or donation attached to this text. So hopefully you've turned your phone on. Go to your text messages and start a new message. The number you're texting is 84433. So fill in 84433. 84433. And simply type HOPE. H-O-P-E. HOPE. Now press send. Okay? So 84433. HOPE and send. Thank you. I also said I'd repeat the number for getting help or for giving it to those who need help. So you can add to your address book. So you go to your address book and put in CAP. And the number you need is free phone number 0800 328 0006. So 0800 328 0006. put that in your phone, and then when you come across someone who you think might be struggling, and you can always, you don't have to be direct, you can always say, oh, if you know anyone who's struggling, this is the number, and give it to them, and you might even save a life, because many people who come to us are actually thinking of suicide. A small number of phones don't accept this, don't support this system. So if you have any issues, you can find out more and sign up directly at capuk.org. Thank you so much if you've just done that. Your support will help people like Tina find freedom, find Jesus, and find hope in the months and years to come. So as I finish, let me leave you with this thought. What if the greatest legacy of COVID-19 was the way it changed our churches? Gave us fresh empathy and understanding for those in need. Led us to extraordinary acts of generosity and love. Led us to talk to people about Jesus with a new enthusiasm. Let us believe that as we remember, look around us and do what we can, God can and will do extraordinary things. Thank you.